This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan, and I'm sorry I feel like I've neglected. Shout out Friday. We've had so much stuff to talk about already today, sports and otherwise. If you want to get your shout outs in, hit us up on the YouTube or the Twitch or Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line 877-881-1053. We will get back to hitting up some of those shout outs. But right now, go ahead and give me cut number 7, because I know coming out of last night's game, the answer could probably be a lot of different people. But my question as we go back to the stars is, which players do you need to step up in game 6 and perhaps the next two rounds?
First 5-on-3 power play of the playoff for Winnipeg. Scheifele for Connor. Kyle Connor down low. Ehlers scores! Nikolaj Ehlers, a power play goal!
Now, I'm going to bring up one of these names, and I want to get your feedback, Corey, and maybe you too, Alec, because I'm intrigued by something you've said a couple of different times. So one of the people that pops to mind is Jamie Benn. Are we still waiting and expecting, hoping for something from Jamie Benn that's just not there?
Probably.
And that's why he's doing other things.
Yeah. There was a moment last night where Benn and Sagan were on a fast break.
Yes.
They were on a breakout. Yes. And I was like, ooh, is nostalgia going to hit them in this moment? And they're going to, you know, they're going to relive their youthful days. And then it just turned into a play behind the net that turned into nothing.
Yep.
And that's where, and the more you watch Jamie Benn, he's had moments within this series, last series, where he's cost you.
For sure.
And it has, and I can't say that I've gotten the production out of his line that I expect or anticipate. That being said, they've done dirty work on those lines, and they've been very physical at times, but it does feel like his line, he's cost you in the penalty box a lot.
Yep.
And so I think that over time we've watched the skills diminish, but just like anything, it's our hearts that are leading the way with our team. And so we're sitting there hoping that he can be good enough in this time to stay with the team, give them something, and hoist that cup at the end of the day. He'll be the first one to throw that up because that's him. It is a hopeful thing more than anything, but I think that the thing that he's doing now is saying, well, I can provide attitude, and I will provide attitude for this team. When you can't do it anymore, you find a way to contribute. You find a way to do something. And again, Kevin, that's in Shorzy. That literally is in the character can't do the thing. How are you going to contribute? What are you going to do to be able to help the team out? Well, he starts a beer fight up in the stands. That's how he does it. And that's funny. So Jamie Benn right now, he's like, all right, how can I got to be the attitude for this team. And if I can't do all these things well, I'll punch somebody or I'll hit somebody. And he's got to be smart in the way that he does that and crafty. He's been in the league for so long. He knows ways to get away with things, and he needs to be able to do that part of it. So if you can't do the things that you used to be able to, contribute in some way, and his way has been, I guess I'll just have to be more physical.
Alec, is there a player that jumps to mind for you that you think needs to step up for the Stars?
I think Mason Marchment is a name that right comes to mind.
Yeah.
I know Corey's touched on that quite a few times now for good reason.
It Would was you very cross pedestrian. Him off for six?
I might. Like, he's been that pedestrian, which it sucks because I feel like you relied on some of that youthful energy in the regular season. You saw it a lot from some of the names that you don't really talk about, especially like in the back lines, in the third and fourth line. It felt like you were getting a ton of production in the regular season. That at least it might just be the recency bias of last night, but it feels like you're not getting that right now. And there are some contributors that you're used to hearing from that you're not really seeing much from. I don't want to knock on Miro too much right now since he's just now coming back, but I know Corey texted it in the group chat last night. There was a few times that it looked like he should have uncorked it. Yep. But he was a little bit conservative in his approach when he was getting close to the net. He tries to wing things around, and then it's a turnover. So I don't want to knock on him yet, but Marchman is the number one that comes to mind. I would like to see Rantanen just scorch the earth again, but you can't knock him after what he's done so far. And he is getting a lot of defensive attention too. So for somebody that's not really commanding a lot of attention from the opposing defense, I'm expecting a lot from Mason Marchment, and I'm not getting any of those expectations met.
Yeah, he's not helping his line, and that's frustrating to have, you know, two people in that respect. But as many penalties as he's drawing, that's becoming more of a point of contention when it comes to Marchment. And it looks like the Winter Pigs know, hey, look, we can beat this guy up, and he can't do anything about it right now. And so. Then you ask the question, though, all right, if you take it, if you scratch him, that's a real question.
Yeah.
And I don't know if DeBoer would do it. I really don't know if he would because I don't know what the communication has been. If they've been assigning him things and he's just not living up to it, or if I'm just a frustrated fan. But if he's not, who do you put in instead? Who takes his place? And that's where the question is probably Maverick Bork or Blackwell. And Blackwell has given you some stuff. He goes out there and hustles. Bork is, you know, still young in this thing and trying to figure it out. Do you want Bork to have be there in this moment right now, taking on that kind of role? So that's, I think I would probably go with Blackwell over that, but Bork is just waiting his time. He's waiting his turn right now.
From the 580, they said Robo, Duchesne, and the person that I want to focus in on, Wyatt Johnston. Join this series, why don't you? So consider this, and I know people are going to be like, hey, he's got 8 points so far in the playoffs, and he's fourth on the team in points. That's great. Where have you been in this series? So let's take a look. You go back to the Colorado series. He had 7 points, 3 goals, 4 assists. So 7 points in 7 games. Not particularly difficult to figure out the point.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Per game average there. In this series, he has 1 point. In 5 games, he has scored 1 point, and that was the goal that he scored on Sunday. And remember, I think we had talked about it at the time. It's like, oh, his birthday's on Wednesday. Can he jump up the list of,
right,
you know, and everything like that. Nothing. And I know
that DeBoer's been kind of fiddling around with him and his lines, true, too, trying to figure out a way to get him there.
And this one is tricky because in hockey, it's not necessarily always a determinant of how well you've been playing. Last year, Wyatt Johnston was a plus four on the plus minus. You know what he is so far this playoffs?
Probably a plus one, maybe?
Minus 11.
What?
Minus?
I almost cussed.
11.
I almost said the S word on radio.
And again, that doesn't have to mean that like every single one of those goals fall on you. But I'm just saying, if you want to compare year over year, mm-hmm. when they got around further, he was plus four and he had 19 points. This year, I believe he has 8 points thus far and is a minus 11.
Yeah. And here's the thing with your person. You believe he will break out of it.
I do.
I don't with Marchment. I don't know that I will. I believe that I'm willing to wait for it.
Okay.
But I do believe that Wyatt Johnston at some point will, and he has contributed it at times. There have been moments. But I'm with you, man. I would like to. There was last night, there was one moment where there was just an extra stick tap that I was like, you didn't need that one. You should have gotten that shot off quicker. And granted, Kevin, I've said this multiple times now because Madonna said it. Time and space. Smaller.
Yeah.
And so right now, that extra stick tap, not going to help. That extra second on the toe drag, that's not going to help. You got to, the puck hits your stick. You have to know what you're going to do with it beforehand and put it in the net. And that's what why it's just kind of missing. He needs that extra sense of urgency about where he's going with the puck before he even gets it.
And you pointed out something I think is really interesting right there. Actually, several things. But of the group of five that crossed my mind, Wyatt Johnston, Sagan, Ben, Duchesne, and Robertson. So
I'm out on Sagan.
Okay.
With that. I'm just watching him, I've felt like he's done it, but the stats aren't there. Last night, one hit the crossbar that you were just like, oh
yeah.
And that would have been it, but I've watched him hustle all over the ice. I've been pleased with what he's driven.
All right. Ben.
But how many penalties has he taken though? Maybe he has had a couple of stupid ones. He has had a couple of dumb ones.
For Ben, I'm kind of with you. He's doing what he can, but he just doesn't have it like that anymore. Duchesne, we've talked
a lot. I need Duchesne the most
about
right now,
how
honestly.
Maddening he's been. Jason Robertson, and you can throw this out for Miro as well. Like, they're still coming back from injury, and I'm not saying they're not healthy, but I also wonder, like, hey, that's probably a hard turn to be like, hey, you're back from being injured.
Now go score four goals.
In playoff hockey. And so that's why I circle in on Wyatt Johnston, because I think he has the potential, whether it's tomorrow, whether it's the Edmonton series, Wyatt Johnston can show in particular games that he's just as good mm-hmm. as like Draisaitl. I'm not Ooh. Saying that they have to be the same person.
Look at you.
You can find some games if you advance and play Edmonton where you can look at these games and be like, I think Johnston counteracted whatever Draisaitl could do for that game.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's how good he has the potential, I think, to be. And that's why this has been particularly frustrating.
And where's Brett Hull been this series? You know, like,
what's
that guy contributing right now?
He retired a really long time ago.
I think you guys have named, like, y'all went through the list of, and again, this is after a loss. We had this discussion after a win, though.
Yes.
You know, like, okay, yes. After a win, which line other than Mikko's line is going to actually contribute? And last night, Mikko's line didn't contribute. Guess what happens? The rest of the team doesn't either. And so that's where DeBoer has to find that. And somebody just texted in. I'm interested about this. They said, I like that DeBoer's playing Mikko on two different lines.
Yeah.
And that was something when Mikko got traded here, I was kind of curious about. When he was with Colorado, he played a lot of minutes. And when he got here, because of they have, you know, four strong lines, how's DeBoer going to handle that? Well, he said, you know what? It's playoff time. The Moose can handle it. I'm going to go ahead and put him out there and let him get as many opportunities because he's hot. And when you want Corey Seager hitting as many times in the playoffs, so you put him at the top of the at the top of the order. You want these opportunities for the person that's doing the most. But they do need a little bit more help. They absolutely do need a little bit more help. And that's why the second and third line's got to come in. And with Robertson, same story. Same story about just getting that sense of urgency a little bit faster and realizing that you don't have time to goof around and wait for your shot. You got to get that shot off, and you might have to get lucky on it.
Would you want to see maybe a scale back of four?
Again, they are up 3-2.
No, they are.
this is nitpicking at a team that we really want to win.
I hear you because, well, that's part of the reason. the bad part about raised expectations is the crap that you did before isn't going to work anymore, right?
Right.
Like if you win tomorrow, that is great, and we're going to be freaking pumped. And then you're going to walk into a juggernaut in Edmonton, who since they lost their first two games in the playoffs, they have been murder, death, killing people. And so you need to be ready. You're going to go up against the best player in the world. Like I know Miko has shown flashes of that, but Connor McDavid is the best player in the world. And if you make it to the other side of the bracket, I don't know if you think it's going to be Florida. Obviously, I don't think it's going to be Toronto. But if you think it's going to be Florida, you think it's going to be Carolina, you're going to play another really, really good team that's at the top of the heap. And I think that's why these nitpicks are necessary. I'm not only focused on game six. I'm hoping that we're focused on game one for Edmonton after that.
So, and the other thing, too, with Duchesne, that's the one that I've been very adamant about because I know what he's capable of. And that's the I know what he can do. But when he's paired up with Marchment and Marchment's not contributing, do I say, man, I'd like to see him paired up with somebody else and him get a couple. And DeBoer's, you know, juggled that just a little bit too and tried to find some areas. But you got to have somebody that can put it home when Duchesne sets you up. And he's going to set the table pretty nicely for you. And you got to be able to put it home or be in the right position for it to happen.
And kind of taking just a step back, that's why the idea that I've come up with is scale back about 4 minutes. So like depending, maybe that'll end up being three shifts, four shifts. But I think you should scale back 4 minutes on Miko because you go back to that four games where he just went ham on the Avalanche and then Winnipeg to start. Those were all in the 20-minute range of ice time. So
is he at 24, you said? Yeah, just over 24?
The last two games, he's been at 24.
Okay.
And like you look back, there's another game in the Winnipeg series, he was above 20. I'm not saying that's a disaster or anything like that, but I do kind of wonder if like, hey, you gave it a shot and that's fantastic, but maybe for the next game, and we'll see how it translates into Edmonton, hopefully if you make it, you scale back some of those fourth line shifts.
Now, Kevin, never mind. Clock's got us right here. There's a lot. And you know what? That tells you that you're really passionate about it, something, because I'm really wanting to talk more Stars. I love it.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.